Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Use the tow service trusted by most local police departments. They can do it all, so be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
Back in on a Monday, Chiefs play tonight. Gets those Washington Commanders. Have fun going out there. Always got to love a good Monday night football game.
Hopefully this game can save the league a little bit from what we saw yesterday, because as Mac, you mentioned during the break, There were not a lot of games that were in doubt at all yesterday, other than that, obviously, the Jets and Bengals game yesterday, the late slate of games yesterday. That was blowout city, guys. And then the nighttime game, I went to bed at halftime of that one, but that ended up being, you know, a 10-point win. I think it's really cool that Pittsburgh lost that game last night for obvious reasons, the AFC type thing. But now when Aaron Rodgers retires in Green Bay, he says, well, if you can't beat him, join him. And so it's the only team that he can't beat and has never beaten in the NFL. So now he can retire as a Packer, and that better be the opening line of his press conference.
He would have been the fifth quarterback to have beaten every team in the NFL.
That's nuts, right?
So Brady, yeah. Manning, Rodgers would have been the fifth. So let's see if we can name the four. Brady, Manning, got to be Drew Brees.
Flacco's probably on that list. you have to think of these guys that played
Montana.
But less teams. So are we counting Joe Montana, right? Because there were not 32 teams when Joe Montana was playing. So because
Brees had to have done it.
I would think he was probably on that list.
San Diego,
Favre maybe on that list?
Phillip Rivers.
That's what I was going to say. What about, did he ever beat the Chargers though?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. But
go ahead.
I'm just saying he played enough years without.
You're 100% right. I was going to say Phillip Rivers, and that was the next name that I had, because there's not many that you could look at that had the ability to play everybody, first of all, and then have the ability to beat everybody and probably play everybody, I don't know, a couple of times, because, you know, if you play him once and you don't beat him, you play him again, you get that opportunity, obviously. But,
Rivers.
It's not Rivers, no. Yeah. Who is it?
Brady, Manning, Favre, Brees.
There it is.
That's it, huh? Brady, Manning, Favre, and Brees.
Yep. Pretty good list.
Yeah. That's a list I don't want to see Mahomes on.
Yeah.
But probably. You had that stat, though, during the break. That's pretty insane this week.
Yeah, no games were decided by single digits yesterday besides Jets-Bengals, which is if Chiefs win by 10 or more points today, it'll be the first week since 1970 that only one NFL game was decided by single digits.
Isn't that nuts?
So come on, Chiefs, don't break this streak. Let's go.
Yeah. And in a league that touts parity, ladies and gentlemen, no close games.
And according to This Weekend, no streaks were broken because K-State won and the light bulb went off in Kansas.
Yeah, it is. Lance Lightbulb may be under a little under a light bulb right now, right?
How long were you in the garage when that name kicked in? Or were you jet lagged from Denver from your hour and 7-minute flight?
That's That's what it was. It was a long day. We took two flights in one day and came back. And I, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, on the plane, just kind of thinking and looking at that game twice now. The Jayhawks in 2 weeks have lost 42-17 in back to back weeks. Right?
Ouch.
What'd you say? That's 84-34 or something like that. 84-34. They've been outscored, and that was a K-State team that was coming in wounded. Like, if you weren't going to beat K-State, then when were you going to beat K-State? And I saw a tweet about this the other day, and I don't want to believe this, but it's a really, really, really good tweet, because now in the day of NIL, as we just saw in Louisiana, guys, when you fake an accent and don't win games, you're gone. People are not waiting around anymore. And somebody responded to a tweet that I had about KU and said, unfortunately, there's nothing they can do. There isn't a coach better than LL coming to KU. Reality is KU is just not a good job or program. And I saw that. I'm like, I don't want to believe that, right? I don't want to believe that this is where they are and they may not be able to get over that hump. But this is where we are, and they may not be able to get over that hump right now. And I think, and I'm not calling for this gentleman to be fired over there, you know, at KU or anything like that, but it does speed up the clock with the NIL and watching everything that's going on. There's a lot of money now that's being invested into these college football programs legally. And if you're not going to win, why are people going to continue to pour money into these programs? Eventually, it's going, I would think, to run out unless you get some sort of ancillary ways to generate revenue. If the team continues to lose, the donors are going to close their purses up and not write checks anymore. And then all of a sudden that NIL money's not going to be there right now. So I think the game has changed. You have got to win almost immediately now in college sports if you want to keep your job. And so they got trounced by K-State. I mean, it was 21-3 or whatever it was before we got the rental car on Sunday. Yep. Or Saturday.
Yeah, they get blown out in the second half, that's for sure.
Man.
I think it was, what, 21-14 at halftime, I think?
It was. It was close at halftime, but this is the second time now in 2 weeks.
And then you scored 3 points in the rest of the half at home.
Yep.
Got absolutely blasted. Mm-hmm. And Gold was right. Rob Collins was wrong. The over hit in that game.
Yeah.
56.5, 42-17.
There we go.
59. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's tough. It's also a tough situation for K-State. Like, sometimes wins can't always be great.
Right.
Now what do you do with Klieman? Are you like, this is our guy, I guess. I mean, we beat Kansas. All right, cool. But, like, from what we have been told from Mackenzie Nelson, who's a K-State grad, and from people that are around the school that have talked about this, like, they kind of don't want to see one of theirs go somewhere else and be fruitful.
Right.
Right? Like, you'd be like, man, we could have Colin Klein. Could have been the next young, hip coach. Because I can tell you this much. If he goes to Oklahoma State and he's successful, he'll never go back to Kansas State. He'll go beyond.
Right.
And you're going to be like, all right, but, like, is Klein going to do this again? So kind of a, I don't know, kind of a 50-50, you know, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other sort of situation for K-State where you're like, all right, maybe – because, like, if you have that sort of energy against every team like you had towards Kansas, mm-hmm. maybe you're not in this situation, right? Maybe you're not, you know, looking down the back end of the Big 12 that you could be competitive in. Right. I mean, obviously, Texas Tech would have been a tough hill to climb. But, again, they looked great mm-hmm. against Kansas, and everybody I think in Manhattan was probably going, where was this all year?
Yeah.
Where's been this sort of, you know, energy – and it's like you go to Deion Branch. Hey, if you had that energy at the end of the game where you want to fire everybody and you did it in the middle of the game, maybe you'd have had a better outcome. Mm-hmm. Ohio State last year, if you'd had that during Michigan, maybe you'd had it. And then what happened? You won the whole thing.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I want to say that Manhattan's probably okay with Klieman.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess. I don't know, though. I don't know the vibe. Text line 913-586-7965. You know, this is your home for the Wildcats. And I wonder how you are feeling in Manhattan today after that. You know, because that's a huge – that's box number one, you check.
Right.
If you're, I believe, if, I mean, obviously, Big 12, win the Big 12, but also beat Kansas. You've done it now 17 years in a row.
Right. I mean, that's a long time, man. Yes. My kids haven't even been alive long enough to see Kansas last time they beat Kansas State.
Wow.
I will say this.
Mac was 10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the last time Kansas beat Kansas State, you were in elementary school running around Leewood Elementary, right? Miss Robinson chasing you around. Maybe there's a nice teacher there for Alex, because we heard that Dana tried to block that the other day.
Hello, America.
You know, are we talking about that on the show this morning, Mac?
Absolutely.
Are we talking about how Dana tried to, you know, block Alex from getting
C blocking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, did she?
Dana Wright did?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big to-dos. Big to-dos.
What did she do? Go up and talk to the lady like she was Brian Kelly?
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
Oh.
And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
The decision that came about after spending time with my family.
I'm here with my family.
Spending time with my family.
My family.
Spending time with my family.
My family.
I mean, that was going around yesterday, and I couldn't watch it. Yeah, you know how it is. Like, you watch stuff, and it's cringe, and you're just like, I can't look at that or anything like that. Yeah. Like, Scataboo's ankle yesterday that they, you know, wanted to show everybody 27 times on social media. But, like that, I couldn't watch that thing yesterday. I will say this about K-State. If you had your mind made up that you were moving on from Klieman, a win against Kansas doesn't change that. You've won 17 straight of these things, right? That guy, Ron Rivera or Franklin or whoever was that coach for a hot minute, Kansas State, I think beat Kansas as well, and they still fight Ron Franklin. What was that guy's name? Ron Francis? Was that the K-State coach? Ron Francis? Was that the guy's name?
No.
I think it
was Ron Prince.
Ron Prince. That's what it was. Ron Prince. I think he even beat Kansas, right? So you have to move on. Like, if you had your mind made up, you've got to continue. You've got to be convicted to that you were going to make a change. You can't let a win against Kansas blind you. Otherwise, you get Romeo Crennel for a year.
Mm. It's probably cases on both sides. You could make if you're making the case for Klieman, you're like, okay, well, he's had success here. And you look at the loss, it's like, okay, close loss in Ireland by 3 to Iowa State, close loss to Army, close loss to Air. Like, all these are one possession, 1 point loss to Baylor. Here's the deal. They play Texas Tech next week. Mm. If they get rocked, then it maybe should be done.
Yeah.
They need to stand up and at least look competent against the best team in the Big 12. Because if you can't do that, then what's the future?
Yeah. Right. Brian Kelly's going to get $54 million now to not coach. The total, guys, it's up
it's
to
worth it.
It is worth it for them.
After what he did to his quarterback this last week, he can get bent.
He sucks. He really does.
His quarterback said, don't look back at me. You're uncoachable.
Yeah. I mean,
get bent.
Get the hell out of here. You know, you don't have to worry about coaching, pal. Because, you know, I mean, and then all the stuff that went on at Notre Dame with him. So they've now spent college football $169 million to pay coaches to not coach. Do you realize that only 14 MLB rosters made more money than that this past year?
Yeah. I mean, when you have a surplus of money and you can use it, why not?
I mean, that's why I don't understand these people who write checks to the university. It is the biggest waste of money that anybody has ever spent. You're paying $54 million for a coach to go away. That's just him. You got assistants to pay to go away, and then you have to hire new people. You're talking probably about a $75 million bill right now because you're changing that entire coaching staff. People that give money to the college athletics, you're wasting your cash, man. There's no bigger waste of money on planet Earth than writing checks to college athletic departments, because all they're using that money for is to send people away. $54 million? Who can feel good about writing a check to LSU to see them spend $54 million to send in one guy out the door?
Oh, I bet there's a lot of people happy out there in LSU today.
Well, for sure. They just got done paying Ed Ogeron.
I know. I don't understand this pork barrel spending that we have in college athletics. It is such a waste of money. There's so many more deserving things and people that can use that cash.
Dog shelters.
A guy like Brian Kelly out there getting $54 million for being a douchebag.
Speaking of him being a D-bag, one of Brian Kelly's first moves at LSU was firing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tommy Moffitt, the legendary strength coach who was part of all three LSU titles this century. Tommy Moffitt is now the strength coach at Texas A&M.
Let's go.
This was the second year in a row A&M has absolutely bullied LSU.
Yep.
And that comes from Aaron Torres on X.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, stick that in your pipe and smoke it, family.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.